Here's a little story I like to tell about four bad brothers you know so well. They had a little segment back in history with Carmen, Yurko, Wildo, and Sylvie. That's right, motherfuckers, Crosstalk is back. But you can only hear it if you have this app. ESPN 1000 Chicago, look under Wildo and Sylvie, Carmen and Yurko. Uncut, uncensored, and never discreet. You will like this as much as Carmen likes feet. 30 minutes of talking shit amongst friends. Crosstalk unhinged. Let the show begin.
What the fuck is up? All four of us back together for another installment of Crosstalk Unhinged.
Yeah, baby. Johnny, I just sent you a picture.
A lot of reaction to last week's episode, and I think the best way to start out is by saying, Tom Waddle, welcome back. Have you ever sent out a dick pic?
I have not. Would you like one?
No. You just did the Yurko, didn't you? You just sent one.
Would you like one?
Were you prepared? I think you were prepared for that question.
Were you asking
Looks like a needle.
Yeah.
Looks like a needle.
A needle.
Come on, Waddle. You ever send one?
No, I have not. No.
You've been married a long time.
I don't feel the need to send a dick pic to anybody.
He's been married. See, it timed out for me.
It timed out for Yurko.
Yeah. You know, where the phone was around and I was single and boom, good things were happening, blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
Do you think that, like, I don't want to, you know, go back in time, but was the recipient overwhelmed and thrilled by what?
She asked for it.
Oh, it was requested.
Okay. Yeah, Yurko wouldn't do that.
It was requested.
Okay. He's Casey Kasem of dick pictures.
Yeah, I don't have that.
He takes all the requests.
I don't have
this
an arsenal.
This one goes out to a very attractive woman in Northwest Indiana.
I don't have an arsenal of my pictures in here at its glory.
Oh, you don't have a file?
Well, let me go back to 74.
Not like a library?
What were
those drawers in the library where you had all the cards that showed you where all the pictures were, all the books were?
The Dewey Decimal System.
Yeah, you have that for your dick pics?
Yeah, no.
Now it's time for a long-distance shout-out.
Not only that, that one was sent out.
This goes
me,
out to Carol, who requested the picture of my penis.
No Carol.
Yes, a lot of reaction.
Guys, I don't know.
Waddle, can you bring the heat today?
It's up to you, Waddle.
Yeah.
Anybody sent an ass pic?
No. Oh, that's disgusting. What's the matter with you, Tommy? Gross.
It's just another part of the body.
Gross.
You want a moonshot, Carl?
No.
Well, you know what? I think the asshole of the day, though, according to you, is in the vicinity, isn't he?
Well, Merck. You know, it's somebody.
Why is everybody always
at some point, I want to know who's drawing the giant penises on my car. Like,
it's gotten out of control. Now they're on my car. And Waddle copped to it,
yeah.
But I was like, I've never once drawn. Yeah, I said, I've never once drawn on your car. Now you're drawing huge dongs on my car.
Were you able to see the penis mobile I wrote on the back of it as well? Right.
No, I didn't even see on the trunk.
You wrote penis mobile.
In dust.
I get in my car. I look and it's right across my windshield, big. Cock and balls right across, right at the whole windshield. And I'm like, dude. And then there was one on the side of the window.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm like,
And Waddle was doing this. We walked out to the cars together yesterday.
You saw how big the artwork was.
Like, this has gone to a whole new level.
New level.
They used to be just like really. They were in scale, you know?
Yeah.
Like
now
all of a sudden, it's the entire back windshield with the ejaculation.
Oh, my God.
There are a couple of drops of ejaculation.
So, come on. This happened after your show?
Yes, this was on the back window. I could not believe it.
Here's what's weird. We were all gone yesterday by the time you guys got here.
I don't think Shitstain was.
Were you still here, Shitstain?
He was recording an interview on a golf night.
How did I get that nickname?
Like, well, I didn't. Well, it's not specific to you.
Yeah.
I mean,
okay.
Have you ever drawn a penis on my car?
Yes.
Okay.
And that surprised me.
I didn't do it yesterday because that puts you in the lineup.
But honestly, I was walking up the garage yesterday and I said, I didn't know what car you drove yesterday.
It's the same car you drew a penis on.
Come on now.
I swear.
I want you to draw a dick and I want to see if it matches.
I promise you I did not do it.
What does your dick pic look like?
Let's see it. Start drawing.
Like, it's just like you're curating. You guys did with baseball players.
No, listen.
No, write it on a piece of paper.
But he knows what he usually draws. He will draw something totally different now.
Listen, I think you forfeit the right to be angry that you have been put in the lineup. when you admit that you have drawn a penis on my car.
Fine, but
you are in the lineup. Like you see at the police station,
you're on the team. Right now, someone is laughing because I'm taking the heat for them. I can tell you that right now. Someone's laughing.
Nobody will hear it until later on.
Have you guys ever thought the fact that Mike Thomas was doing it before, right?
Yes, he was.
Did you ever think that maybe he...
He's back.
He's got somebody.
He told Keith, hey, this is part of your job.
Keith's car's not up there.
Hey, Keith, you're taking over as the new market manager.
You have to draw penis on
a lot. Here's what you have to do.
Doesn't he walk to work?
Doesn't No, I think he parks in the...
He carries a laundry.
He does walk to work. You are right. He times himself. Our boss, who listens to this and loves it, he times himself every day from his downtown, because he lives...
He's a competitor.
Permanently right now in Wisconsin. They're moving the family after this school year to Chicago. So he lives...
Northwest Indiana, I've heard.
Is that where they're going to
come at me? Twice the house, half the tax.
The end with no snow plowing, though, which I never knew that.
375, thank heavens.
Well, and Keith, so he lives in a high rise downtown, and he tells
me. That's for a half gallon where I'm at.
He runs a stopwatch every day, and he times himself walking to see if he could beat his personal best.
Really?
And he's like this really big, long strider guy.
Right.
And he slipped on the ice and he fell one day.
Oh, no.
While he was setting, he was on a personal best pace.
And he's previously had to have, I think, some pretty major surgery to his knee. And I think he was worried that he may need to go in and get a cleanup procedure.
No.
And I told him, I said, you've got one or two choices when you do that in public and there's a lot of people around, pop up quick and act like nothing happened, or just lay there and just accept your fate.
Lay there.
I'm going to go with what's behind door number two.
I pop up.
Do you?
I do.
Like, whoa!
Yeah, no, I'm all right. I'm good. Yeah. I'm good.
I wait
right.
for the help from everybody.
Yeah, I'm just like, wow, that fucking sucked.
Try to pick
just
a
lay
pocket
there for
or
a
two.
Minute.
And that pick a pocket or two.
Yeah, why not?
Pick a pocket.
Make a little money.
Somebody comes around and helps.
A little misfortune.
You're reaching for wallets.
As somebody helps him up, he's got his hand, he's giving him a reach around looking for a wallet.
Coin purses.
They think he's giving them a pat in the ass.
Yeah.
Just like, thanks for getting me up.
Yeah.
He's really taking their wallet.
Yeah. The only wallet I can't lift is Merkin's. You ever see that thing?
It's ridiculous.
You ever see Merkin's wallet?
Does he have the biggest wallet? Has he got a Costanza wallet?
Absolutely. I've got a wallet.
Yours is
tiny in there. What the fuck's in there?
It's not money. I'll tell you that for damn sure.
It is Costanza's. I do have some receipts in here.
It's ridiculous.
And a couple gift cards, or not gift cards, but coupons that would give me something, you know. Yeah, it's bad.
Like, I bet you those coupons are expired.
And I've got a bunch of business cards in here that I refuse to throw away. So I just
file them away, like at home. Take a picture of them and put them on your phone.
This is my Filofax, okay? It's everything
ridiculous.
I need. Right?
I'll go on your phone.
I can't believe you walked around.
He won't throw cards away. He's still got Chet Kopick's card in there.
Wow. Come on. That meant a lot to me. Yeah. That's all right.
I didn't say he did or he didn't, but to commemorate it.
I have numbers that I don't delete in my phone.
Put it in a frame. Talking about a phone that can hold a gazillion numbers. We're talking about a wallet.
That's true.
Talking about a wallet that only can hold so much.
Who's the best number you have in your contacts, Carm?
The best.
Waddle
number.
Loves to play this off the air. Waddle, or like the most,
or the weirdest.
The weirdest. The weirdest. Or like,
yeah. Like you scroll down your list of things. Oh hell, why do I have that?
The weirdest number.
I don't
know. Or just one that
I got. Randy Edsall's number.
Former head coach of UConn most recently.
I mean, he was with us.
Here's Caliendo's number.
Okay, that's a good one.
It's John Gruden's number.
Or it's John Gruden's number, yeah. Yellow cab. Can you believe that? That's how long it's just been in my contacts.
You have the cab.
Because, I've never taken it out.
Do you have Sean Payton's number in your phone, good kid?
I do have Sean Payton's number.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
That one to Furyk's numbers, obviously, in my phone.
That's a good one.
Jimmy F., my guy.
Jimmy F.
I got B.J. Armstrong.
That's good. I like it.
Nothing good. Not good.
No.
Aaron Andrews? You think that's the same number?
Oh, that's good.
There's no chance that number works anymore.
It's got
to
be.
Text her. I would love to talk to her.
You think that's Aaron's number?
She used to be a great friend of ours.
Great friend.
Yeah.
We had dinner with Aaron Andrews, Carmen and I, when we were on at night.
Yep.
Who was at that table? Was it Smith and Walensky?
It was A.J. Pierzynski.
A.J.?
It was...
Sutcliffe?
Sut. Not John Shambe, but who used to do the games with Sut?
Mets, the voice of the Mets, I think. One of the O'Briens, maybe?
Yeah, O'Brien.
Was it Dave O'Brien?
Dave O'Brien.
And Aaron Andrews.
Yeah.
You talk about an eclectic
That is a good one.
And then here's Sylvie and Carmen.
Yep.
You know, and it,
true story.
Like, what the fuck are you guys doing? Yeah. I think AJ and Aaron.
AJ looked at us like, what are you two fucking
slapjacks? Hey, grab a chair and slide in.
Because Aaron invited us out, Pudwack's right? After one. Our show that day, right? Wasn't it like
yes.
they had a game or something and it was...
Yes.
And Aaron invited us out to dinner after like our nighttime show.
Yeah, and we said, sure, we'll meet you at Smith & Wolinski. You know, it's where yes. we go. Chef Hans is there. And we walked in and AJ, yeah, couldn't have been more disappointed.
Did she get recognized a lot in restaurants or not really?
Yes. Yeah, especially now, I would think. I mean, she's got her own Buick commercial.
Yeah.
Or isn't that, what car is that? I think it's Infiniti. She's got her own car commercial. Have you guys seen where she reclines that. And... You know, she's married to a famous hockey player.
He's not playing anymore, right? Stahl? He's not playing anymore.
He's with the Jared Stahl. There's three Stahl brothers.
He was with the Kings, I think?
Mm-hmm.
He was, recently. Yeah.
And then, and like, she's as big as ever. She's got her own podcast with Carissa Thompson. Jay was a guest on their podcast, and obviously she's on Fox.
I got Michael Irvin's number in my phone.
That's a good one.
That's a nice good one.
I got Eddie Volkman.
I've got Eddie Volkman.
That's awesome. I've got David Koechner, Champ Kind, in
that's
my phone.
That's good, yeah. Of course.
Champ, that's a great number to have.
What about Doug Collins? That's a good
one,
though.
I've got Doug Collins, yeah.
Chris Duhon?
Chris Duhon's a good one.
Chris Duhon.
From Slidell, Louisiana?
I'm just going through it. I got Duhon. I've got...
Duhon was late for everything?
Everything.
He would always show up late for practice and oversleep.
Hey, Frankie Klopash.
There you go. Former coach of the...
Paul Ferris.
Sure. Paul Ferris is a huge star as well.
Yep.
Big time star.
Eddie O, always a good one to have.
Eddie O.
Drew Olmeyer. I've got Drew Olmeyer, Don Olmeyer's son in my list. Jim Ornstein, power agent.
Look at you, dude.
I got Pete Rose, motherfucker.
That's Trump card
Pete
right there.
Pete fucking Rose. All
right, game over.
Winner. Yeah, that's a lot of pictures is he sending you?
Waddle just won. Oh, he sent a dick pic. Come on.
No.
You asked him for one once, didn't you? Like, Pete, just let me see it.
You know what? My memory, let me think.
Pete,
no, I never asked
Pete, I love you. Let me just real quick. Just
send me some clone.
How about a picture of the
You know the clone story, don't you?
Oh, yeah. I love it.
Isn't that a great story? And when I got to cologne, I looked at it. I'd never seen it before. I'm like, gosh, I bet this is like $300 bottle of cologne. $19.
Of course.
Oh, yeah. Salvador Dali.
Fucking beautiful.
And it is
now
pungent.
You can smell like a man.
Oh, fuck yes.
Vince King, Pete Rose.
It was when he did the show with Carmen and Yuriko, right?
Oh,
and
Waddle.
I love smelling.
Yeah. Waddle was there, and Waddle was smelling him and said, and we talked about it on the air. And he was in Limo Bill's car.
He asked to sit in the front seat. No one asked to sit in the front seat with Limo Bill, and he said, I'm sitting in the front seat with you. And then he said, put Waddle's show on right now. And you guys were talking about it, and I talked about how
oh man,
yeah, how give me Waddle's address.
The minute he walked in, we all noticed it. We were all like, "Boy,
he smells like a man."
Damn, I mean, it's just like that.
You know what he smells like? A three for four with a couple of doubles. Like, dude, that's what he smells like.
He smells like my dad. Like he smells like a man.
He smells like he's wearing aqua velva.
He's all man, baby.
What kind of cologne does Rob Manfred wear?
Rob Manfred. That guy. I mean,
yellow rose.
A guy that needs to go. I mean, he's the worst. I was saying, like, he's so polar opposite of what Adam Silver has done, too, in the NBA.
It's not even funny.
Yeah. I mean, like, Manfred is the worst.
He is.
And the owners are awful in baseball, too. They're the worst owners.
Well,
he's the worst.
I mean,
and that's probably why he's the worst, but they are the absolute worst group of owners.
At the end of the day, though, he's a meat shield, right? And he's a bad messenger for a bad group
of
owners.
He's laughing.
Awful.
The man's laughing.
Well,
he's working
he's a bad
on his
messenger.
Golf swing.
Yeah, that's why
just
he's a bad messenger.
You should have thought I am working on his golf swing.
In fairness, I'm always working on
so
my
am
golf
I.
swing.
Well, you
so
need to work on your golf swing. I mean, my heavens.
You know. I mean, what's the big deal about that? Seriously, people are upset that he was swinging a golf club.
It's
the smile on your face.
Laughing. You're not focused.
It's where's your mind, right?
Zillions of dollars that affect so many baseball fans out there.
That's right. It's just a bad presentation.
Oh, you know, we're thinking of the fans. You're not thinking of crap, you lying.
Yeah, they don't.
I don't want to go too far.
They
here,
don't
want to
be a
personal
listen. They, all the players hit it all on the head. They don't want to play in the month of April. They just don't.
Then
they don't.
I the say season.
They do.
I go wait till August now, guys.
You'd kill yourself.
Why?
That's terrible.
He wouldn't kill himself with no baseball.
I'm saying as a sport. As a sport, you'd kill yourself.
So what?
Like, you'd kill yourself as a
sport.
So
what? You got to be willing to go that direction.
In August, football starts out. Training camp's going to open. You think
they timing. Perfect
I mean,
timing.
Only them dipshit fucking baseball would be so fucking
let's line ourselves
mind.
Up right
like, when football starts. Like, you dumb fucks. Are you serious?
How did the players even get close to winning? You're going to have to sacrifice a little bit, right?
They did. The they owners, gave up everything.
No, but the owners are willing to do what? The owners are willing to miss a little bit of the season.
Right.
Okay, you want to miss a little bit. How about 4 months of the season? Are you willing to miss 4 months of the season? No.
Are the players willing to miss that much?
That's the point. If you want change and you want something to happen, you've got to be willing to sacrifice now.
You're right, Johnny, but like a year ago.
And your superstars will be sacrificing the most.
Of course, but a year ago they got 37% of their paychecks because of the shortened season. So you're already arguing from a position of weakness as a player because You didn't get a full paycheck a year and a half ago.
You still have to decide, is it worth it or isn't. If it's not, then you'll come to an agreement here very
shortly.
That's
why I think...
You'll come there with your tail between your legs, and you'll come there with your little coin purse out, going, please, can we have some... Say
a
anything?
Wrinkly, hairy coin purse.
Any money for the poor? Can you give us anything?
Well, that's why the owners did what they did. They know they have the players by the short hairs.
And then how don't you have them by the short hairs?
You'd be stupid not to have them.
You don't get them by the short hairs. How? When they wait you out. When they wait you out, that's how you
But Johnny, you know there's no chance the players are going to sit out.
No chance unless they sit out.
Unless they're getting
paid. Show a unified front, and then they sit out.
Didn't they all get a check? Don't they all get a check for a certain period of time?
Like yeah, they have the war chest, five grand to 15, 10. It's like $5,000 for like new players, $15,000 for someone else, or something like that.
Carmen, simply this. I announced now that we're going on strike on August 1st. There you go. You got 4 months to figure it out. We're going on strike on August 1st.
If you just agree to a deal, locked out.
I'm on a strike. They're locked out. We're going to strike.
Boy, you.
The reason they're locking them out is because they didn't want them to go on strike.
This is all because Yurko doesn't want any baseball. He doesn't want to have to watch baseball.
You guys are wrong. What I'm telling you is.
So you're saying.
How the players regain their leverage is we can accept. There's acceptable losses up to a certain point.
We're walking out on August.
Boom. We're done. We're not going to play.
I. You know what I think actually would help move the needle? If, in fact, they can stay. That's drastic. I don't think it has to be that drastic. I think if the players stay together, let's say through the month of April, once you get to May, the owners will start feeling it money-wise. They're not going to feel it in April. They'll start feeling it in May.
Biblical losses.
Well, they'll say now, but once you start threatening that there's going to be no baseball in May or June, then the fucking owners will come off their
Is there space. Anything we can do? Like, this is always not to get them back together, but like
Go
to show them that I'm fucking
April.
Pissed.
I'm on vacation in April.
Like, if you're at a game, like on opening day, should all fans not buy a thing inside the ballpark? Don't buy a fucking beer.
Don't buy a fucking hot dog.
Don't buy a water. Bring an empty water bottle and fill it up at the water fountain.
I don't buy anything anyway when I'm in
there. But most people do.
Not one penny.
I do. I spend like $80 on beer at least.
When Carmen and I were there in the outfield, I did buy some beer.
I think it'll make the fan feel good. Whether it'll have an impact, I don't know. I really don't. I mean, it's one game.
And the problem is...
I like throwing eggs at cars.
So wait for the owner's cars to pull up and egg them?
Yes. Egg their cars,
We know which car is yours, Jerry.
Civil disobedience. It's wonderful. Absolutely.
Because you don't want to egg the players, so don't throw eggs on the field. Well, so you're egging the owners' cars.
I'm egging the owners. The owners are the ones that are to blame here. That's why I'm egging. Yeah.
Creative.
Owners and their investors, yeah. I'm not asking you to blow their cars up. I said egg them.
Thank you. Get a dozen eggs.
Let's stay focused here on the civil disobedience level here. Take some rotten tomatoes, right? Let them bake in the sun. Start chucking them at the cars.
That way they're sun-dried tomatoes.
You know what? The only problem with that is when those tomatoes get to be that nasty and you're trying to huck one, they're hard to throw. They'll explode on you.
Wild knows from experience.
Oh, no doubt. That's why we threw clumps of dry mud.
Listen, highlight cesta. That's when you need a highlight cesta.
Yeah.
Imagine 50 highlight cestas out at the parking lots chucking eggs and
chucking
stuff.
Take a lacrosse stick.
Yeah.
But if you throw in your hand and the thing's starting to disintegrate to begin with, you're just going to be a big mess of tomato shit.
Big mess of goo.
I don't know. I wouldn't do anything like that.
Well, again, I'm trying to win.
Is there anything we can do that hurts the owners? I don't want to hurt the players. I'm pro player. I want to hurt the owner in some way, shape, or form and send a message. I don't know if fans can unite enough. Staying away when we get baseball back, we all want baseball back because we want to go. We want to watch. So is there something we can do if you already have the tickets where you just don't buy their shit. They make a shit ton of money.
That's where they make
their
money.
At the ballpark.
Yeah. How do you do that, though, if you're bringing kids to the game? I mean, that shit's hard.
They're bringing
man.
Kids to
brown
the
bag game. It. Or do they not
they
let any
you
food?
Bring, they won't Even let you bring COVID? It in.
Tell the kids to eat outside the park. Here it is. Sandwich up. You get nothing inside the park. Don't cry for a shirt. Don't cry for anything. If you get thirsty, start licking the lick the walls of condensation.
See the gum underneath the seat? Yeah. Right there, there's some gum
lick
from last year.
Lick the walls of condensation, child.
Yerk, you know what we used to do when we were like 13 was the age that our parents let us go to the Wrigley alone.
Yeah, the ball game by yourself.
13?
Wow.
13,
hop
yeah.
Hop on the train.
We would hop on the Skokie Swift to Howard, and then you would get off at Addison.
God, times have changed.
And there's that 7-Eleven. I think it's knocked down now, right?
It
the
is.
The 7-Eleven that was there Sheffield and Addison it's was the, there for many years.
It's the Starbucks now. Didn't they move the Starbucks there?
I think the Starbucks is in one of the former bars. No, that Starbucks is knocked down. There's a Starbucks, first of all, in their new building.
I got you, yeah.
So that's all long gone, too.
Yeah.
But there used to be a 7-Eleven there, Waddle, and this was back in the day where they let you bring shit into the ballpark.
Wow.
We used to get, remember the Big Gulp, the super big gulp for the 39 cents.
Oh,
remember when you could get the 39-cent super big gulp? We would fill that up, and we'd be good for the day.
Put a little, vodka in it.
Old man stories.
Not at 13.
Not at 13.
Is it any wonder they cut that out? They're like, you can't bring in a super big gulp. And no wonder why they said you can't
bring
it.
Would you guys let your 13-year-old sons go to a game now by themselves? Like, is it crazy how things have changed?
I don't know. It's you've been through it. You've been through it.
There's no chance I would let my fucking daughter go to a Cubs game by herself at 13 or even with a couple of friends.
Yeah, with 3-4 friends, no.
17?
No.
Maybe. 18? Okay, 13, no fucking
When my daughters come to concerts or anything down here, I have always accompanied her.
Yeah.
My youngest boy, when Paul McCartney was at Lollapalooza, he went with a buddy. He was 17. Jacob, the middle child, the second boy. 17. I got him a room downtown, him and a buddy. You guys are set. And they'd walk there, and boom. He said, we had an Uber driver. Daddy is great. He is full-service Uber driver.
What does that mean?
You want weed? You want dish? You want a couple lines?
This is boom. Why.
Oh, so he's giving booger sugar,
everything.
Too?
Booger sugar in the car. Full-service Uber driver.
Jesus.
He goes, I'm the best Uber driver in Chicago. Whatever you guys need.
Oh, my Lord.
And my
what
son's
did they
like,
partake in?
No.
We'll be good.
No. We're good.
One
thank
of
you.
We'll have two
thank
of those.
You are.
These, four of these.
And they
go, set my friend.
So we're going to give you 5 stars. We're going to give you 5 stars.
I would. I wouldn't fuck with that guy. I'd be like, no, I'm good, but
do
don't worry.
Do you really want your Uber driver with all these drugs at his disposal as he's driving you around the city?
Hey, full-service Uber driver. It's a service.
You trust in the Uber driver's booger sugar?
And how do you know he's not partaking?
It's probably not cut up too much.
It's got Tylenol in there.
You know, it's been cut up. Yeah,
cut it with Tylenol.
Nasal decongestant.
Yes, right.
Yeah. Baby powder.
Baby.
I don't even know like what that term means. I think
cut
the
up.
Lines. What it means. Cut
no,
up.
No, when they cut up,
cut,
you get the pure
it.
Product,
it's not pure.
And then you cut it.
Yeah,
you
can
cut
make
it
double,
so
double the amount of
their product.
Then it gets cut against, and then it becomes bunk.
I'll put
you know
it in terms
is?
That you'll understand.
Yeah.
Remember when you used to drink from your parents' liquor bottles?
Yep.
Oh, it's watered down?
Then you'd add water to make sure that there was nothing.
Then they drink, and they go, what the hell is this?
All right, there you go.
Why do you think they proof down to like 85 proof sometimes? 90 proof.
So they can sell more.
You sell more.
We're going to fill up when I get older, or when we go away, we're going to fill up vodka bottles and all the clear bottles with water.
Now, Buck and Bronco
like,
would be smarter
mix
than
it,
you.
Like, all water.
Guys.
And let them think they're drinking.
No. Buck and Bronco
could do
are
that.
Be smarter than that, kid. They're way ahead of you
I
got to
lock it up.
They're going to be doing whippets
so?
In the backyard.
Dude, Braxton already is it.
Yeah, come on.
So Danny Lynch, one of our sales guys, saw Braxton at the Bulls game on Saturday. He looked at me and goes, he's got a lot of energy.
He sure does. He sure does. When you're young and you're spry, know it.
All right, so before we wrap up, any predictions on, I heard you guys talk about this. We're going to ask Barkley this. We have Jeff Van Gundy on our show today, too. It's all our shows available on this ESPN Chicago app as well. Will the Bulls do something to Grayson Allen? He's playing, right? He's available.
He started last night.
Oh, good. Yeah. So, like, to me, I'm not a baseball throw a ball at somebody, but I'm not asking anyone to use a weapon. I would do something.
You don't want to stoop to his level. I like Yurko's idea. You should run him into as many hard
pitch.
Screens as you possibly can, over and over and over and over and over again.
Yeah, hard
and make
picks.
His body feel it by the end of the day.
Not
you
just
don't
to
want
get
to
back
stoop
at
to
him
his
no,
level.
No, no, no. That's
actually,
the whole day. That's my theory of offense that day.
You should be
whoever
physical and
on.
Hard on him all night.
And he's actually been a
all
pretty
legal.
He's decent awful. Player for them, too. So not only do you get back at him, you take him out of the mix.
He's the worst.
Just keep popping him over.
Like, I would bring Tony Bradley in. And again, I'm not doing a breakaway foul. Like you said, don't stoop to that level.
Right.
Don't look to injure a guy like that. But I'll throw an elbow.
Okay. Tony Bradley would probably miss it.
Yeah, that could be.
And it would be probably soft.
Yeah.
Vooch isn't going
to
do it.
No, you'd have to have Bradley. You know. Bradley will do it. Bradley will do it. He
Tony
will.
Tony Brown, someone.
Or Tristan Thompson will do it.
Troy Brown, I meant. Yeah. I'm sick of Troy Brown.
I heard you the other day.
I
don't want to see Troy Brown shoot anymore.
If I don't see Troy Brown take another three again, I'll be better for it. Like, just get healthy and get some of these guys.
Get some rest.
Out of the lineup.
Lay down.
Yeah.
Get some rest.
There was a story in Indiana when Ron Artest pulled.
What? No, tell me this. I want
to
hear this.
Ron Artest pulled Austin Crozier aside and he goes, "If you shoot again, I'm going to go to my gun. I'm going to go to my locker, get my gun, and shoot you."
Fantastic.
Austin Crozier didn't shoot again the rest of the night.
Well, would you?
No. Fuck no. Ron, I mean, God
it has
only
to be
knows.
Traded.
It was when there's so many good Ron Artest stories. Oh my Obviously, God. He applied to work at Best Buy or Circuit
did.
City
yes,
for
did.
The discount. And Jerry Reinsdorf was notified about that. And then, like, when we were in Indy for a Saluki first-round NCAA tournament game against Mizzou, it was in the dome, not the RCA, the old dome, and they practiced at the field house. He walked over during a live basketball.
No shirt?
No. Just in his Indiana warm-ups, like, didn't change anything. And he's just wandering around the floor looking for open seats to grab a chair. He would move from chair to chair just to catch some basketball. Yeah. NBA guy.
He's special.
Walking around.
Ron is unique, for sure.
Wonder what he's doing these days.
I don't know.
All right, so spread the word. Spread the word about Crosstalk Unhinged. Send it to your buddies. Download it here on the ESPN Chicago app. It's also available wherever you get your podcast.
Your pods. Why don't you go fuck yourself, Tommy?